السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. اللہ تعالیٰ فرماتا ہے,
اللہ سیز دیٹ دی کنگڈم آف دی ارتھ ہیون اینڈ دی ارتھ از اونلی ود گاڈ. ہی از پرفیکٹ ماسٹر کائنات اس کے اشارے پر چل رہی ہے اینڈ دا ہول یونیورس از آپریٹنگ انڈر ہز کمانڈ اس دنیا میں بھی مالک ہے اینڈ ہی از یور ماسٹر ان دس لائف اینڈ ان دی ہیئر آفٹر. Therefore, Allah says, you should follow my commands so that you can gain my pleasure in this life as well as in the hereafter when a final decision, verdict will be given of your reward and punishment. Because of whatever actions you have done to under my pleasure, you can be beneficiary of my gardens. So you must not think that like those who do not believe in the existence of God think that we don't know about the next life, whether there is something or not, whether we shall be put to account or there is punishment or reward or anything exist. Therefore you should continue to do whatever you wish in this life or whatever you please. If these people were to ponder and reflect, they will realize that even in this life there are so many adversities and problems through which they pass every day. And in this life also they gain a reward or punishment as a result of their activity. So these things tell us that if there is punishment and reward in this life, then because of the evil and doing things which Allah has forbidden and persisting on them, in the next life also Allah can punish you. And you will deserve that punishment. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that Malik-e-Yawm-e-Din means that Allah is master of the day of judgment. In a way, you suffer punishment and reward in this life also. We observe every day that when a thief commits theft, if he will not be caught a day or 2 days, eventually he will be caught and will be put in prison and will suffer the punishment for what he has done. Same is the case of the one who is drinking alcohol or is committing sexual forbidden act. But to some extent Allah's covering protect him, but eventually they suffer all kinds of diseases and their life becomes unbearable. So this is an example of the punishment in the hereafter. And similarly, those who actively pursue virtue and their greatest aim of their life is to act upon Allah's command, then Allah does not let their virtue go to waste, and eventually that virtue does flourish, and in a way they do gain a kind of paradise in this life. So all those who commit evil, whether they are unrighteous or they are adulterous or they drink alcohol, that not only thinking of the punishment in the hereafter, but even in this life they lose their good qualities, and they will have to spend their life with great regrets, and they get many diseases, and they die before their actual death, and eventually they suffer badly and die. In this time, how many there are who, as a result of these mistakes and sins, suffer? And there are some who have some aspect of virtue, and they consider it and try to reform themselves, and they find, get a lesson from the suffering in this life, and they repent and save themselves from the punishment in the hereafter. But those who persist in their evil acts, then this persistence drowns them, and they ruin their own life, and they ruin their life in the hereafter. As Hazrat Promised Messiah said, that if there are drunkard, they lose their good qualities as a result of it, and lose their mental qualities. And there are hundreds and thousands of cells in the brain that the drunkard are destroying them. All this suffering is because they break the limits set by God. Then there is a disease of AIDS these days, which is creating a great destruction. By ignoring the real purpose of their life, they are involved in carnal desires and passions, and like animals. And then the Creator, who has put some limits between animal and the animal and the man, and he punishes them even in this life, and how they will be treated only God knows best in the hereafter, that is. So Allah, who has created man as a supreme being, he should think that by not acting upon the laws of his creator, how he is progressing towards his ruin. Not only this, but he is then deserve Allah's punishment here, and he can also be punished in the hereafter. So just to think whether the next life exists or not, or whether he will be punished there or not, if he were to fall in evil deeds and sinful acts, then Promised Messiah says that such people, because of their mistakes and their sinful acts, they suffer in this life also. But if they realize that there is punishment awaiting them, then a man also tries to reform himself. Some people lose this realization and ability. Their animal instinct fully take over them, and despite suffering in this life, they don't realize what evil acts they are doing. Every good man should learn a lesson by looking at the suffering in his surroundings, that Allah, who is the master of Day of Judgment, because of man's misdeeds, he does show them examples of suffering. And this thing should take us near God, and also urge us to act upon his commands. In these countries there are some evil deeds that especially the young should do their utmost to protect themselves. Then there are smaller evils which gradually progress towards big evils. And if the consequences of these evil deeds manifest in this life, then whereas this is a punishment for these people, they also, their families and their relations have to suffer embarrassment and shame, and they have to face the looks of the society. So to save from these things by developing fear of God in the heart, and by developing this realization that Allah can save you from sinful acts and can forgive your sins and give you ability to do virtue, and he grants the best result and reward of these good things, therefore you should always bow to him and seek his help. In one place Allah says, ذلكم الله ربكم له الملك لا إله إلا هو فأنا تصرفون. This is your Lord, kingdom belongs to him, and there is none worthy of worship beside him, so how are you being turned back? So you should turn to God, because you have to go to him eventually. So you should understand the purpose of your life. Do not deny his commands. Every intelligent man should realize and know that there is no other way apart from this. Another place Allah says, أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. Don't you know that the kingdom belongs to Allah in heaven and earth, and by leaving God there is none who can help you and guard you. Therefore the kingdom of heaven and earth belongs only to one and only God, who has no associate. So this also befits him, that you should worship him and act upon his commandments, because beside him there is none who can be your friend and helper. The one who is master of the whole universe of the earth and the heaven, he is also a sovereign, and if he becomes your friend and helper, what else you would need? Can the temporary things of the world and lowly desires and the wailing of Satan, and to would you follow him opposed to following God, the one who is the master of heaven and earth? So Allah makes us understand in various ways that I am who is the perfect master. By leaving me, what are you seeking? And the whole disturbance in the world is not understanding this subtle point. If the world were to understand this fact, that beside one and only God, who is Malik Yawmiddin, he is the perfect master, he is the true master, and his kingdom is established on the earth and the heaven, then all these mischief and disturbance and problems of the world will come to an end. So if man will realize the true sovereignty which belongs to God, and if he were to accept it, then he will develop some fear, and will develop a realization that there is one and only God, we'll have to worship him and act upon his commands, because we will be given reward and punishment. And then you will pay attention to doing good deeds. Hazrat Promised Messiah says, you must remember that Malik is a term opposed to which all your rights are ended. And the perfect application of this word is on God, because he is the perfect master. There is no existence in the world for which man can ignore. Even for the kings, the populace also has some rights. But opposed to God, no demand of a right can exist. However, it is Allah who himself have enjoined some rights of those who act upon his commands. As it says in a hadith, that if a man were to act upon his all his commands and worship him and do not hold any associate to him, then Allah has enjoined upon him that he will give him a place in his paradise. So the true master is God. And to remember Allah and to worship him and to render thanks to him, to develop a fear of him, it is not because what treatment will be meted out to us in the next life. It is not limited to that. Rather, even in this world also, Allah does give reward and punishment. He blesses those who do good deed and punishes those who do evil acts. from in various ways he tests his servants, and those who come to the mark he give them the best reward, that those rather than accepting his mastery they show their own mastery and become their ungrateful servants, then at times Allah also punishes them even in this very life. There is a report by Hazrat Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that he heard the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that there were three people belonging to children of Israel. One was leprous, one was bald, and the other one blind. When Allah sent an angel in the shape of a man, he went first to the leprous and said, "What do you like?" He said, "I want good shape and beauty so that I can lose my loss of beauty and people can like me." And so the angel put his hand over him and his disease disappeared. These are the manifestation of Allah's Rahman attribute, and he was given a beautiful face. And then Allah said, then the angel said, "Which animal you want?" He said, "Camel," and he was given 10 she camels who were pregnant. And then he went to the bald man. He said, "What do you like most?" He said, "I want beautiful hair and lose my baldness because people don't like me." And so the angel put his hand and he had a beautiful head of hair. And then the angel said, "What property would you like?" He said, "I would like cows." So the angels gave them pregnant she cows and prayed that Allah may bless his possession. Then he went to the blind man. He said, "What do you like most?" He said, "I want that Allah may make me to see so that I can see those, see the people." And the angel rubbed his hand and Allah returned his sight. Then the angel said, "What property would you like?" He said, "I like goats." So he was given many pregnant she goats. And so the one who asked for a camel, he had many young camels, and the one who wanted cows, then he had a great number of cattle. And then the angel came as a poor man, and he said, "I have lost all my possessions. I have no means except Allah's help by which I can reach my destination. In the name of Allah, I ask you of one camel who has given you a beautiful face and has blessed you greatly." He said, "I have many responsibilities. How can I give and satisfy everyone's need?" Then the angel, who came in the form of poor man, he said, "Are you not the same leprous which people had shunned? And Allah has given you beauty and possession." He said, what do you talk? "I have inherited all these possessions. I am from a rich family." And the angel said, "If you are a liar, Allah return you to the same condition again." And he said the same thing to the bald man. He replied in the same way as the first man did. And the angel said, "If you are telling a lie, Allah may return you in the same state as you were before." Then the angel, as a poor man, went to the blind man and he said, repeated the same thing. And then it is reported that he said to the blind man that, "I am a poor man, I have run out of my provisions and travel expense. I seek, ask you in the name of Allah, who has given you sight and bless you with wealth. He said, yes, of course, I was blind, and Allah has given me this property. You can take whatever you want, and it is all Allah's blessing. So, by God, whatever you will take, I will not feel deprived of it. And the angel said, keep your property with you. This was a trial for you and a test. Allah is pleased with you, and you deserve His mercy, and it will descend upon you. So, the other two, they were punished in this life, and the one who did good do, Allah gave him reward in this life also. So the realization of one should be conscious of Allah's Malik attribute. When He grants you with His blessing, with His grace, a believer always think that whatever I have been given by God, who is the true master, and it is my duty that as He had commanded, I should spend in His way. But the love of wealth should not intervene and comes in the way of Allah's love. Whereas the real master is Allah. And the worldly people do fear that the one who had given before, he can give again, and the one who don't believe in him, they fear and they are miser. Then these are the people who Allah punishes, as has been mentioned in this report. They lose all their possessions. Allah says أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا خَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ مِمَّا عَمِلَتْ أَيْدِينَا أَنْعَامٌ فَهُمْ لَهَا مَالِكُونَ. Have they not seen that whatever we had created, we have created cattle for them, and they think they are their owners. So this blessing which Allah has given you and has made you the owners of possessions and of cattle, this should make you grateful servant of God, and you should always think that the real master is Allah, who has made me owner of these things, and Allah has given in our control this temporary possessions, and the true master sovereignty belongs to Him, and the right of His sovereignty is that we can pay that as the blind man in the report had done. So if this is the condition, then the real master, who has all the powers, bestow blessing on you, and this blessing do strengthen one's faith and make them to pay attention to His worship. Otherwise, individual or as a society, Allah can in this life disgrace you and dishonor you to deserve His blessings, to manifest His Malik attribute and to take share of that. Allah has also taught us a prayer so that we should always be beneficiary of His blessings. Allah says, قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. Tell them, say that, O my Lord, the possessor of sovereignty, you give everyone control over thing and rule, and you snatch away whosoever you will to take it, whosoever you will. You give honor and to disgrace, the good lies in your hands. And whatever you want, you have eternal power over it. So you should always keep this in view, that if you do not follow his commands and act upon his commands, that the who is the King of Kings, before him the rulers are nothing nor any possessions. If he becomes a helper of the poor people, he can raise them to a station of honor, and he can disgrace the powerful rulers. Therefore, to take Allah's graces individually and as people and nations, that you should act upon his commands. He has all the powers. He is the source of all goodness, and he has given us this command that you should act upon my commandments so that you can deserve my reward. May Allah so destine that the Muslim Ummah could understand this point, who are the first addressee of Allah's commands, so that they should not suffer at the hands of those whom Allah has made zal and maghzoob. And these oppressors will have to suffer their punishment. But if by accepting the imam of the time, the Muslim will not gather on one hand, they will also suffer punishment. But if they will gather on one hand, that is the imam of the time, then that quickly their disgrace and dishonor will go on those whom Allah had declared the misguided and those who deserve punishment. And this is exactly the destiny of God, that they will not be saved from Allah's punishment. Only those will be saved whom Allah shows and guides them to the right path. So you should pay attention to this. You should try to make them understand. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that the fifth ocean of beneficence is Malik Yawmiddin attribute, and Ghair al-Maghzubi alayhim wa al-Dhaaleen can be inferred from it, because the Allah's punishment and leaving people to misguidance will be totally manifested on the Day of Judgment, when Allah will manifest with his displeasure and his grace, and either giving them disgrace or honor, he will manifest it, and he will make himself manifest in a way he has never manifested before. And those who are foremost walking in the path of Allah will be seen so distinctly as a horse that has won the race, and the misguided will be shown in clear misguidance, and they will then realize that they deserved Allah's punishment and were blind, and those who will be blind in this life will be blind in the hereafter also. But the loss of sight in this life is sometimes hidden, and it will be become manifested in the hereafter. But if they did not follow the light of God and our messenger and continue to follow their false gods, they will definitely see the fire and hell, and they will hear their horrible noise, and they will see with their own eyes, and they will see themselves as lame and blind, and they will deserve hell, and no one will save them. And this also points out that the attribute of God, Malik Yawmiddin, has two aspects. He can declare anyone misguided and he can guide whosoever he wishes. And so you should pray that Allah should make you among the guided ones. And so whereas you pray for yourself, may Allah give you the true understanding and knowledge of His attributes and manifest and understanding of the true Malik attribute, and let us do such acts which make us deserve Allah's blessings in this life and in the hereafter, and that we should always be protected from His punishment. And always continue to guide us on His paths. And at the same time, you should also pray especially for the Muslim Ummah, that they should understand the object of His Creator and according to the situation of the world under His Malik attribute, whatever Imam He has raised. That because when the situation is bad, Allah always send the prophets and reformers. He does it under the Malik attribute, as I had explained in my last sermon. The Imam which Allah has raised, they should believe in him, and by being his helper, they should try to help to make effort for the Islam to prevail, and they should follow his commands and his expectations. And generally you should also pray for the whole world, that may Allah enable them to recognize their Creator, who is Malik Yawmiddin, so that they can be protected from His punishment.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiru wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله.
This is a sad news today also. The respected Amtul Hafiz Sahiba, who was the widow of Dr. Abdul Salam, the late Abdul Salam, she died in America on 13th of March, and the body will be brought here and then goes to Pakistan.
Dr. Abdul Salam Sahib.
Dr. She was a cousin of Dr. Abdul Salam Sahib, and she was married before Chaudhary Ghulam Hussain Sahib, and they were he was wife of Chaudhary Ghulam Ahmad Sahib, and he was Ghulam Hussain Sahib, and he had seen in the dream, she had seen in the dream, that a transport of Nawab Mubarak came, and a girl came, and she said Assalamu Alaikum, and that is why she was named Amtul Hafiz. And they hailed from district Jhang, and she received education there. And Hazrat Muslim Maud has done their nikah with her nikah with Abdul Salam Sahib. And when Dr. Saab came here, she stayed with her here. And she also served Lajna for a long time. She was a Sadar Lajna of UK for 28 years and served the Jamaat. And with the grace of Allah, she organized Lajna here. And she used to explain people for the training of the people with the gently, and was very of gentle nature, and used to take part in the financial sacrifices a great deal. She also was devoted to Caliphate. She used to have good feelings and used to meet the Caliph with great humbly and very humbly, and she also had great attachment with the Jamaat. She was a simple lady of great patience and was steadfast and used to pray much. And she was among those who pray, and in my opinion, in my experience with a few years with her, that when I used to request him for prayer, she used to be very pleased that somebody has asked him. May Allah cover her with mercy and raise her stations and give him place in near him. And she has also, she's got a boy and girls, and may Allah also, she has trained them well, may Allah also help them to follow the example of their mother. Ameen.
إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وَدُوهُ يَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ